Hi guys, welcome to video number 6 of the tutorial videos for the Canon EOS 500D, T1i and KISS X3. Following on from the last video, video number 5, where we covered the creative auto mode, I'm going to go over the other automatic mode, otherwise known as portrait mode, in this next video. The other ones will go through over the forthcoming videos over the weekend. Portrait mode, as it suggests, is what you would use for shooting portraits of people or maybe even group shots. It's a very, very, very automated mode. It will control the ISO, whether it uses flash, aperture and shutter speed and so forth. So the camera will pretty much do all the work for you. So we'll have a look at that mode on the camera now and the menus and so forth, and see what control it gives us. Okay guys, so the next auto mode we're going to cover is portrait mode, which is symbolised on the mode dial by the woman's head there. It also tells you what mode you're in there in portrait mode. It's a very, very, very automated mode, as I say. You can change very, very little in terms of the settings on this, but it's a safe bet for portraits and so forth. Now, one thing that you may have noticed is we've lost control of ISO. Okay, so it won't let us do that. White balance is automatic as well. We cannot change how the camera focuses, so whether it's continuous focusing or one-shot focus. Drive mode of the camera is now set on continuous. We've got no options for single shot. 10 second timer and continuous timer, like so, where you can do a number of shots after the timer counts down. The reason why it would pick continuous shooting is where if you want to shoot some multiple frames of, say, group portrait shots, or whether you've got a couple of people in a shoot in a shot, and really even one person, and you want to try and increase the chances of a good shot, basically, where it's sharp, they're in focus, they're not blinking, you know, they're smiling and so forth. In particular with group shots, because if you've got a group of people, obviously they're all going to blink at different times, they may swallow or something, clear the throat, you know, something that you might not necessarily want in the final image. So you can run a couple of shots off with a view to getting the best one you can. And I'll just go back. Now, we can see here what it's picked is the portrait picture style. We can't change this now. It doesn't give us any option to change this, and what it's going to do is give you nice saturated punchy colours. So if you've taken a portrait of someone in a bright red coat, for example, it'll be nice and punchy. We can set, if you go into the menus, the image quality here. Again, very, very basic menu, like there was in auto mode, where you can choose the quality, focus, beep, red eye reduction on or off, and the options that we covered in the basic auto menu video. Okay, to set any of the settings, you press the set button and then you can choose whichever one that you want to set, and as you can see, we've got two options, so that's it. Very, very limited, very, very quick and easy mode to use. And you know, like I say, any of these auto modes, go ahead and use them if you don't feel comfortable in using any of the other modes. It helps with the transitions from shooting with compact cameras and bridge cameras, and will hopefully get you some good shots. Again, I've not used this mode myself. I've migrated from compact and bridge cameras using some of the semi-automatic modes, like aperture, priority and so forth already, so I tend to use those. But it's a very, very valid mode to use. If you're ever stuck, you know, you're not too sure how to look at the scene, or you're not too sure how the lighting of where you are will affect the image, then go for one of these auto modes and it will help you get a good shot. One thing you will notice is you have no control over the shutter speed and ISO and aperture, I beg your pardon, either. So the camera does pick that for you. Depending on what lens you've got fitted, and this is the 18-55 kit lens, will also have a bearing on what aperture is chosen. Like when it's zoomed out at 55mm, the widest it will go is f5.6, and you can see as a result it's wanted to pop the flash up there. Okay, so it's a, like I say, very very limited control. It's one of the modes that you can pop that on to hopefully get some great portrait shots. And we'll cover the additional automatic modes in further videos coming up over this weekend. And if you've got any questions at all, feel free to ask, comment, rate and subscribe. And that's the rather brief video on the automatic portrait mode on the Canon EOS 500D T1i and KISS X3. Thank you, bye.